Hello, and welcome back to our three-part series, Simplifying Your Sales Funnel. And today we're talking about outsourcing. I'm going to get into the pros, the cons, who's ready, who's not. Sometimes it's too soon, and sometimes it should have been done a long time ago. Both can be very expensive mistakes. So grab your pen and paper and listen in, and also make sure to join the free Facebook group so you don't miss bonus trainings like this again, because we don't always put it on the podcast. So go to Foot Traffic Community, because we've got some fun things coming up in a few weeks, and you'll only get it in the Facebook group. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We are on day three of simplifying your sales funnel. And today we're talking about signs you're ready or not ready to outsource. I used to always think like, oh my goodness, everybody should be outsourcing. Everybody should be hiring. You all need a team. Like, my team's amazing. You need one. And then after coaching lots and lots and lots of small business owners, I realized that one of the bigger problems I see is people actually outsource too quickly. So today we're going to talk about, are you ready? Are you not? And really going too fast can be a massive waste of money, and going too slow can also be a massive, shouldn't say waste of money, but a massive loss of opportunity, of leaving money on the table because you're holding on too tight. Okay. So let me know who's here. Say hi in the chat. I want to chat with you guys. So let me know who's on, and we are going to jump in. Can everybody hear me? Do I sound okay? Let me know. Okay. So if you're jumping in and this is the first training you're listening to, I want to make sure you know that we kicked off this training by sharing what types of funnels are performing the best, okay, or are getting more and more effective. So that was day one. Make sure to catch it if you haven't already. Day two was all about overcoming the fear of paid traffic, right? And how much paid traffic can blow up your business and how you're missing out if you're not taking advantage of it. I know we had a lot of people have some breakthroughs yesterday of realizing, like, she's talking about me, right? This is hitting home. You're realizing you've got some fears to let go of. And I love, love, love that. Okay. Tell me your favorite part so far of this series. I want to hear from you in the chat. Okay. So let's jump in. I am going to announce two winners today at the end as well. Somebody's going to win an invite to come to my marketing mastery training. I do this every Monday inside of Foot Traffic Formula. It's only for our clients. You'll be invited to come watch a training, and then you'll be guaranteed a spot to come in the hot seat and ask me any question that you have. And I'll be doing some coaching in there. So we're going to pick two of those winners today. So stick around if you want to hear who those are. Okay, let's do it. So, and then don't forget, I should actually say too, make sure if you want to get in on the big prize, which is our brand new course, the Bite Size Bundle Blueprint, as well as 30 days inside of our group program, Foot Traffic Formula. It's a $1,500 value. Make sure to tag me from each of these trainings. You can still go do it and binge them all today and post it three times. That's fine. I'm going to be picking somebody later today to do that. So make sure to get the screenshot, get it out. It'll pop up in my DM. Just tag me at Stacey Tuschel, and I'll be picking somebody to win that. Okay. Cool. All right. Let's jump in real quick. So we're talking about signs you're ready or not. So let's just go back for a moment of the pros and cons of this. Okay. So we're recording this right now. We're live. It's August. It's summer. How many of you have slowed down intentionally this summer, but you're not happy with the results that your business is producing with you slowing down? Okay. You can fix that without the answer being, oh, you just need to work more next summer, right? You can fix it by figuring out how to build systems and have a team, build a dream team that can help you run next summer while you still get to slow down intentionally. Okay. Now, if you're ever thinking, well, don't you feel bad that you're saying you're slowing down intentionally, but you're still having people work full time? Guys, first of all, my team gets vacation off, so they can be requesting vacation off just like I take vacations, right? And second of all, people, I think we think, oh, that would be so rude or so bad. People want to be working. People want the paycheck. People want the income, right? If you're giving a great place and a great opportunity to work, the right person isn't complaining that the boss is slowing down in summer or that the boss is recharging, right? No, not at all. I am the same way with my team. I want them taking vacations. I do not want them cashing out their PTO. I want them using it, recharging, resting, all of that, right? So don't think that I don't want that to be a mindset block either. Okay. Now, how do you do this? Well, you start to think about outsourcing, but I see people, you know, everybody's talking about VAs and we need this and we need that. And people start to hire. And then they're wondering why this isn't actually paying off or working for them. Okay. So you've got to be careful. I'm going to go both ways today. No matter who you are, you're going to get some value out of, should I be hiring more? Should I be waiting to do a few things before I hire? Sound good? How many of you have people that you work with on your team? How many, and let's do this. How many people are you working with? Whether it's contractors, employees, VAs, et cetera. Put the number in the chat so I can see. Okay. So here are a few signs, you know, the time is coming. Okay. The time is coming to hire or like hire yesterday, right? You're overwhelmed with what is on your to-do list. These are things you know you actually shouldn't be doing, but you just can't get them off yet because somebody does have to do them, right? You know you should be, but you just don't know how. So the fear of who do I hire? Where do I hire? What do I do? Is the reason you're stopping yourself. I've seen people with enough money to go and outsource and hire, and it's not the money they're afraid of spending. They're afraid of, but what if I hire the wrong person? What if I have to fire this person, right? So really assess, like, what is the reason you're holding back from outsourcing? Okay. Another sign is you start to make mistakes. You start to go, oh, I forgot about this. I forgot about that. I did it too fast. And now, right? You have so much on your plate that you, who you think, you know, is running at a high level, is starting to be a mediocre employee. Okay. Now, the next thing is deadlines are sneaking up on you, which therefore you're doing last minute work, right? And the last piece I'll say is your hands are in everything. You are the solopreneur. You are, you know, there's maybe one or two people working with you. Literally, you are touching every single thing. I was just talking with my team and I said, I am definitely not the girl to be teaching our powerhouse mastermind how to onboard our employees because I don't onboard them anymore. So I don't even know what we're doing. Like literally that's how far removed I am from onboarding where I'm like, we're going to need to get in the person that actually onboards, right? Now that's not a bad thing. People are afraid sometimes. So like, but don't you want to know when I hire amazing people on my team, I fully trust that Sarah and Lori are doing an amazing job and have it under control, right? You've got to make sure you got the right people first before you can start delegating. Now, a few more signs. Maybe you're not quite ready. Let's go that direction, okay? So first of all, I see so many people that they don't know enough yet to properly train that person, okay? So sometimes we think, I don't know how to do this. I'm just going to hire somebody that knows how to do it. But then we hire somebody at an entry-level price point that doesn't know how to do that skill. They need you to train them. And we just hire them and have them like run with it. And then you're like, that's not what I wanted. That doesn't make sense, right? So I always tell people, you need to know enough to be dangerous. I also want to make sure you are aware, you must remain the strategist of your business, okay? So here is the part that I really want to make sure. I'm going to make sure I grab that. The part that I really want to make sure you get is if you are bringing somebody in and then saying, yeah, do my social media. Yeah, whatever you think, just make it look better, right? And you aren't owning the role of social media strategist. You aren't owning the role of the visionary, the CEO. You most likely aren't going to be happy. Do you know how many people I see that just think, well, they should know how to do this? No. They're coming into your business and they need direction. They need a little bit more handholding before you just let them take take it and run. Okay. We have people that will jump into Foot Traffic Formula. It's our group coaching program. And they'll say, oh, hey, because we give a free ticket to their social media manager. Part of me gets nervous sometimes when we do that, because I've had people say, oh, I don't actually need to be in here. She's going to be in here and we're good. Like, she's got this. We're okay. And I'm like, listen, the reason we give a bonus ticket is, first of all, it's a bonus ticket. It's not the ticket, is because you're still the strategist. You're still the ideas person behind the marketing in your business. When you give that to a part-time VA, or you give that to somebody that's making a very entry-level wage that has way less experience than you, that has been involved in your business for a year, 90 days or less, right? But then you expect these massive results, there's a major disconnect, right? So even when I am like, oh, I'm so excited, I have a social media manager, she's going to take this course and she's going to do it, I am still learning enough, knowing enough to be dangerous, or to be able to question, to be able to say, hey, Erica, when I was going through this training, I heard this, but I noticed we're not doing that, right? Like, you want to make sure you're still guiding or just getting a double set of eyes, because maybe you have Erica, who's amazing, who goes through and she thinks she catches everything. We're never going to catch everything 100% of the time, right? So rinse and repeat. Well, having that second set of eyeballs, or that visionary, that person that is kind of going with, can be that person to say, wait, slow down. I think we missed something. And if you just shove your social media manager, who's brand new to your business, go through a program and be like, take it and do whatever you want with it, that is not going to get you where you want to go. Okay. Another thing I want to make sure you slow down with is, if you don't have the time on your schedule to pour into this person, to give them the guidance they need, to inspect what you expect, right? Then bringing them on is going to be a waste of money, because they're going to be waiting for you and not doing anything as you continue to pay them. Okay. And then the last piece is, do you have the strategy in place? Do you know how to hire? Because if you don't know how to hire, you're going to get bad hires on. You're probably not going to be great at firing if you're not great at hiring, right? Trust me, if you're not great at hiring, firing is so much harder than hiring, right? Hiring is the honeymoon stage. Firing is like, and we're getting a divorce, right? Like, that is a way harder talk. So if you don't hire correctly or know how to hire, you might be stuck with a bad hire, and then you won't want to fire them because it's not fun. It's not comfortable. And now you're overpaying somebody who shouldn't be in the business, probably making way too much. You don't have work for them to do, and you're bleeding money, right? So again, in the beginning, I just said, I used to think, oh my goodness, everybody needs to hire and they need to hire today. And now I realize there is some groundwork that you need to do before you're ready to hire, right? Do you have a strategy to train them? Again, we bring on somebody at an entry-level position and we expect them to be smarter than us. That's a consultant role. That is not an internal, somebody doing work for you, unless they literally know more than you. And then you're paying a higher level consulting fee because they should be smarter than you, right? So if you're hiring somebody entry-level, or you're bringing somebody on maybe like $15, $20, right? If you're bringing somebody on at that level, you have to make sure you have a strategy to train them, or to invest in a course to give them what they need, right? Now, when you hire somebody with all of the experience, again, that's a consulting role. And that is typically where they're telling you what to do. They're coming in as the coach, the mentor, the strategist. But usually what I see when people outsource, they're not hiring the consultant. They're hiring the entry-level person, but expecting consultant results. Does that make sense? Is that clicking? Okay. All right. That next piece of it too is, do you have a strategy to maximize this position? Do you have a strategy to continue to help this specific role grow? Or are you going to bring them on and say, okay, I hope you can figure this out, right? You've got to have a strategy in place. Now, if you don't have that, if you don't have those things, don't hire yet. All right. It will not help you. It won't. It'll actually make your problems even worse. Right? Now, some of you are going, no, Stacy, I have the time. I'm ready. I know enough to be dangerous. I know enough to really do this and to really outsource. Okay. So what are my next steps? Right? So if that is you, and if that isn't you, okay, we've got work to do. I just showed you all the things I want you thinking about and working on, right? Getting those systems set up, maybe getting smart enough in some of those categories, because you don't even know what you don't know. right? When you feel like, nope, I'm there, I'm ready, I've got all those things in place. Like you just said, I've got the time, I've got the money, I've got the strategy. I just need a doer. I just need an operator. Okay. If that is you, then what I would say is, first, I'm happy that you're thinking, I want help and this person can make us go faster versus, oh, this sounds like a big gamble. And what if they don't make money and all of that, right? So I always tell people, you want to have at least a minimum of 3 months of that person's pay ready to go. Here is why. The first 90 days, you're really letting them experiment with this role and you're helping them get onboarded. But a lot of people, not everybody, makes it to the 90-day mark. Some people you bring on and you realize 30 days, 60 days in, this is not working. They are not the right person, which means they aren't going to be adding much value to the company in that window. So you can't expect somebody to come in today and make money tomorrow. Even a qualified salesperson, if I brought them in my business today, I would still not expect them to make a sale today, right? There's so much to learn about the company. So there is this like learning time when you are going to have to pay somebody to be educated on your brand and on your business. So make sure you have at least 90 days of their salary sitting there ready to go without them thinking, oh, I need to they need to contribute to the company. They're contributing and they're getting onboarded, but I'm not expecting them to already be generating revenue. Now, maybe you have higher expectations than me. Maybe you're in a different situation. Great. Then use whatever your expectation is to make sure you have that ready to go. Okay. Now, 90 days in, they should be onboarded. If this is not the right person, we let them go within 90 days. If you, and this is not easy, but if you feel like, I don't know, I mean, did I give him a fair shot? Did I not? Should I keep him? Should I keep her? Right. The question becomes, if they couldn't do it in 90 days, what's an extra 30 days, right? You really want your people to be moving quickly and to be giving them the support they need, which is why I said, you've got to give them time, give them the support they need to get into that 90-day groove, right? After 90 days, they should be able to do things without talking to you every second of the day. They should be able to, right? They should be able to wake up that morning and be able to do a project without having to contact, message you, text you, all the things all day long. Does that make sense? Okay. So one more thing that I will say too is when you hire the right people to build your funnel, to run your ads, to make the graphics, all of that, those roles should be paying for themselves. I will tell you, I see a lot of people just being cheap and saving money. And I don't say being cheap in a bad way. I mean, you're nervous, right? You're, how much money do you have? And what is it draining? And all, I get it. I totally get it. But sometimes we save money on things that the customer can see and feel. What do I mean by that? Okay, here's a great example. We have a bunch of funnel softwares that we experience inside of foot traffic because people can pick what they want to use. Okay. Sometimes we see people go with cheaper funnel software or the software they already have or the WordPress website they're already using, and they think they can figure it out themselves to save money. But what happens is the level or the quality of what they're producing does not look good from the outside. And the customer might be like, this doesn't look that professional. How many of you have gone to a website before and been like, this looks very dated? Like, are they still in business? Like, is this website like 10 years old? You have judged somebody by their social media graphics, by their website, right? And pay attention to that moving forward when you're evaluating, should I go to this restaurant? Should I go to this gymnastics school? Like, what are you doing? You will judge a book by its cover, right? It's your first impression of them. So you've got to make sure that your first impression is not your mediocre graphics. Now, some of you might be really great at graphics. Okay, great. Then keep that on your plate. You might be good at graphics, but you might be horrible at building landing pages or connecting your email software because you don't understand the tech, right? You really have to start to assess your strengths. And then you have to start to ask yourself, what is my customer seeing that I should be investing money into? Okay. I have seen not great looking funnels where we have changed them and tweaked them and it looks like a whole new business. It puts off an entirely different point of view or impression for that potential customer. We have to make sure we're thinking about that. Now, the places you can be cheap and go lower ticket and, you know, save some money is the back end stuff that people aren't seeing. So if you said to me, oh, we bought the best, fanciest project management software and it's like $300 a month. It's like, listen, you could be getting Trello for free. You could be, I don't even know what the other ones are, like Slack and Asana. I'm sure they all have free accounts, right? You could be doing that. No one sees that. That's internal, right? But you're sitting here being cheap on the places that customers are seeing. They are viewing, right? So when you don't want to spend money on ads, well, you're lacking visibility from your customers, right? When you don't want to spend money on a nicer looking funnel or the funnel software, right? What are we doing? It's like we're lowering the expectation from that customer. So I really want you to start to ask yourself, am I being cheap? Am I putting out a bad first impression? Am I not setting the tone with the people that are looking me up and price checking or checking out my competitors, right? So this is where you've got to be really, really careful, okay? Now, I always remind people, you've probably heard me say this a million times if you follow me, but I always remind people that you personally are not responsible for the for them to pay their paycheck, right? I'm not personally responsible for the paycheck to come out of, where am I going to find it? But the business is responsible. You as the CEO need to be thinking about, well, where is the business going to provide this? But the employee or the contractor also has a obligation to produce great work that produces results. So if I hire a graphics person or a copywriter, right, and they don't produce me results with whatever they're building, they won't be getting the job the next time, right? So this is where it's not on me to keep paying for that same person. It's for them to create amazing graphics, for them to write amazing copy, for them to build beautiful funnels that convert, for them to run amazing Facebook ads that get our customer in, right? So this is where you've got to let go of you feeling responsible and letting them take some ownership in here. Now, yes, as the CEO, as the strategist, we need to know enough to be making those better decisions, right? But at the same time, they play a part in it, okay? And I see too many people taking like such too much ownership sometimes. And it's not just you running this company, right? Or at least hopefully not after you hear the outsourcing tips and tricks and all of that, okay? So if you have any questions, post them in the chat. I want to see them. And then I want to announce really quickly the two winners I'm going to pick today for joining our text community. And then I'm going to do one more later today. So make sure to get in our text community. Just type in join. Anybody on our team, if you can put the text join to the phone number, we'll put it there for you guys. And then you'll still have, whoever I announce, you'll still have a chance to win our grand prize, which is our bite-sized bundle program. If you haven't heard, we've just opened the doors to our bite-sized bundle program. You can get all the details at bitesizebundle.com. Somebody today will be winning the entire course, which comes with all of the workbooks, video trainings, how to actually create this funnel that makes you money every single day. You're going to get the Trello project plan right inside of there. You're going to get our sales and conversions calculator. It is probably my favorite bonus that we have in there. The formulas are all done, ready to go, ready for you to plug and play. A library filled with winning funnels, plug and play email templates for those swipe files, as well as an over-the-shoulder Facebook and Instagram training to learn how to create a bite-sized bundle. All of that is in there. You're going to get a private coaching call with Team F Foot Traffic, and then 30 days of group coaching access if you're the winner today. So make sure to tag us on social at Stacey Tushel. Take a picture of this training, boomerang, audio, whatever you want. And then tag me, and then I'll be picking a winner later today. So make sure to do that. Sound good? Yes, Jasmine. So good. You're going to love it. Jasmine, did you just buy? I feel like I literally just wrote your name up. Did you just buy Bite Size Bundle? I hope you're saying so good because you're already inside of it and you've checked it out. I hope so. Congrats on grabbing it. If you want to snag your spot now, we're giving away 20 private coaching calls. So anybody that's the first 20 to jump in and snag this new course, go to either bitesizebundle.com or go to StaceyTushel/bundle and snag it. It's only $497. It's going to be $1,000 though. We're going to be raising it very soon and when we're getting out of our founding members price point. So get it now. You'll have lifetime access and then hopefully you'll be one of the winners that get it. If you already own it, we're just going to be reimbursing you for the package. So it doesn't matter. All right, guys, the winners, let's do this. Two winners. Okay. So Kristen LeBeau, if I said your name right, congrats. Oh, that's Christy LeBeau. I'm sorry. Kristen Moss. So we have two ish, very similar names. Chrissy Lebeau, Kristen Maas, you are two of the winners. We'll pick one more of you. So make sure to go post and tag today as well. And then leave us a podcast review if you haven't for a bonus entry as well. Cool. Congrats, Jasmine. I'm excited to see you in there. Okay, guys, have a phenomenal rest of your day. Make sure to go post and tag and do all the fun things. We're going to make a post inside of the free Facebook group, the Foot Traffic Community, announcing the big winner. We'll tag you, so make sure you're in there. And I hope you enjoyed this training. If you need anything, just message our team. We're here to help. And I'm excited to see some of you guys jumping into our brand new bite-sized bundle blueprint course. All right, guys, have a great day, and I will see you all very soon. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to hang out with me for 5 days. Yes, join us in our next live 5-day bootcamp, where we will be discussing 10 free or low-cost ways to drive more traffic, and you will be blown away by the content that we cover inside. Go to drivemoretraffic.net to get signed up, and let's get you more visible.